This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Wall Street, as I alluded to, pretty much took the president's threats in stride, at least by the close. In China, there was no striding. The Shanghai Composite Index was off more than 5% today. The yuan, the Chinese currency, got clobbered. And as a result, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports of all of this Chinese tariff stuff, Chinese leaders find themselves in a tough position.
In China, the tariff threat from Washington came on the 100th anniversary of foreigners pushing China around. The 1919 Treaty of Versailles granted the Japanese control over a chunk of Chinese territory. Bad time for President Xi Jinping to look weak before a home crowd. Susan Shirk heads the 21st Century China Center at UC San Diego.
The trick for Xi Jinping is to make these bold structural changes without looking like he's just caving in. President Trump has made that very hard for him.
It's a delicate moment for China. The economy has slowed in recent years, and trade war made it worse. Today, central bankers in Beijing made it easier to borrow to offset the tariff threat. Analyst Peter Doni Sanu at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute says in this two-way trade war, tariffs hurt China more.
So that does naturally make China more exposed to anything that would reduce the amount of trade or exports than the U.S. economy.
Still, Chinese leaders have something going for them, a rising nationalism and anti-Trump sentiment, says Cheng Li at the Brookings Institution.
The Chinese media in 2017 actually were quite positive about Donald Trump. But now the public opinion starts to change. They now think President Donald Trump is greedy or even crazy.
A trending post in Chinese social media blends an image of Trump with Thanos, the Avengers movie supervillain. On a day when trade news was censored in Chinese official media, this was not. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.